हंसावहं च वंचार्य
हंसावहं च वंचार्य
सखायो मानसायनो
सखायो मानसायनो
अभूतां अन्तरावोका
अभूतां अन्तरावोका
सहस्रपरिवत्सरा
सहस्रपरिवत्सरा Aham,
Aham,
I,
Cha,
Cha,
and,
Tvam,
Tvam,
you,
Cha,
Cha,
also,
Arya,
Arya,
O Rachel,
O Rachel,
Sakayo,
Sakayo,
friends,
friends,
Manasa Ayanaha,
Manasa Ayanaha,
together in the Manasa Lake.
Abhutam,
Abhutam,
became,
Antara,
Antara,
separate,
Fa,
Va,
indeed,
Oka,
Oka,
from the origin of more,
from the origin of more,
Sahasra,
Sahasra,
thousands,
thousands,
Pari,
Pari,
success,
successively,
Vatsaram,
Vatsaram,
years. Translation by A.C. by Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
My dear gentle friend, both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa Lake. Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home. Please repeat.
My dear gentle friend,
both you and I,
both you and I
are exactly like two swans.
Are exactly like two swans.
We live together in the same heart.
We live together in the same heart.
Which is just like the Manasa Lake.
Which is just like the Manasa Lake.
Although we have been living together.
We have been living together.
For many thousands of years.
For many thousands of years.
We are still far away.
We are still far away
from our original home.
From our original home.
Purpose is like the original home of the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, both the Lord and the living entities living together very peacefully. Since the living entity remains engaged in the service of the Lord, they both share a blissful life in the spiritual world. However, when the living entity wants to enjoy himself, he falls down in the material world. Even while he is in that position, the Lord remains with him as the super soul, his intimate friend. Because of his forgetfulness, the living entity does not know that the Supreme Lord is accompanying him as the super soul. In this way, the living entity remains conditioned in each and every millennium. Although the Lord follows him as a friend, the living entity, because of forgetful material existence, does not recognize him. This is a very wonderful verse. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam is very full of knowledge and enlightening the souls in this material world. And here, immediately, Sri Prabhupada in Burma is making it very clear what is our position according to the world. The original home of every living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual world. Immediately, he makes it in this verse very clear. We don't belong here in this material world. But because we came to this world, slowly by slowly we became so conditioned that we are thinking this is all and all. And there are so many people who are really thinking we only have one life, and I don't believe in reincarnation, I don't believe in life after death, I just want to enjoy it and take and squeeze out so much as possible from this material world. But it is not working like this. Even when we want to be happy, also suffering is coming our way. We don't ask for it, we don't invite it, but it is coming anyway. What to do? Sri Prabhupada is giving the instruction here. When the living entity understands his original position, he will try to connect again with the Supreme Lord, with Krishna. In some traditions, they call him God, and for us, God or Krishna is the same. Since the living entities remain engaged in the service of the Lord in the spiritual world, we are living a very blissful and very peaceful, Prabhupada is explaining here in the purport. We can ask ourselves a question. This might be near the chair. Maybe someone can help her. We can ask ourselves the question, when we were so happy and so blissful and so peaceful in the spiritual world, why we came to this world anyways? And also this is Prabhupada making very clear. Because we want to enjoy. We want to leave the spiritual world because some little part of us, what is very small, is independent. And we can misuse our independence. And yesterday, Kopalari was giving such a beautiful class. I didn't bring my notebook. I should have written notes because it was so nice. He was explaining it so nicely. And I can only briefly a little bit say something that's here in the pulpit. But when the spiritual soul wants to enjoy without the Lord, then Krishna is creating a place for us why we can do that. And for us, he has to create a material world. Some people thinking that there is only living entities in this earth, we don't become a little bit annoyed when we also hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam that on other planets there are also living entities. And they are much more elevated than we here on Earth. We have here, we have to work here with the material nature, and some sensitive people can feel how the earth is pulling us down. And that is true. Everything what we can do in this material world is making our conditioning stronger and stronger. When we are a small child, I don't know for you, but some little children has some experience that they can see things or other people not see. Yesterday I met a visitor and she invited me in the Bhagavaya, and she was explaining to me that I knew that her daughter had passed away 2 years ago, and she was still very sad about that and she was crying. But Sri Rupa Manjari, believe it or not, on the same day that my daughter was born 47 years ago, she said, on the same day, she said, I got a grandchild. And my grandchild now is 2 years old. And she said, I feel this is not a coincidence. There is a purpose behind. She said, on her birthday of my daughter, I feel so sad. Because she is not alive anymore. And she's not with us anymore. But she said, now, there is some sweetness also, because I have a grandchild who took birth on the same day. This is it, my sadness and my happiness is mixed. And you see, I got some nice realizations because of that. So this little child is helping me to slowly by slowly accept that my daughter is not in this world anymore. But you see, for so many years, I'm coming here in Brother Days, and you have told me already for so many years that it is reincarnation and death actually not exists. And he said, now slowly by slowly, that is sinking in. Which is, I have not realized it yet. But he said, still, I try to find more answers. I have given her in a lot of the years that she's gone to my place a little booklet here and a little booklet there, invite her for some herb tea and talk with her. I was visiting her at home. She was very accommodating me when I came. And visit her daughter who was sick. And sometimes she even invited me to stay overnight, but I have other addresses where I can go, which that I didn't do. But still, I keep in contact with her. And she said, I'm so happy that 20 years ago I came to write this for the first time. She said, you were actually the first time who spoke to me. And she said, I'm still coming. And I meet so many people here. And even the baker and the bakering were saying how to go to her, because they all know her over the years. But so this little grandchild helps me to accept that there is a life after death. And he spoke a little bit more about it, and she said, please, next time you come to Holland, please visit me. And we can talk a little more. I didn't make a promise, but I said, when I'm in the neighborhood or when I'm going and I will visit you, I will contact you. This is with so many other people who are coming to Radha Days. We sometimes even don't know what happened with people who just come here for once or twice. In this weekend, I had some policeman with his wife. He came here last year, maybe the devotees remember that he came 12 policemen and 2 researchers, and they were colleagues from my son. He had made an arrangement that they want to have a nice experience, because they want to experience as a policeman, they were high officers, and they want to have an experience how it feels to be in a religious minority group. And I said, oh, now you have to go to Hare Krishna. And my son is very fond of the Hare Krishna, even when he is not practicing himself. He likes it very much here. And he said, I will discuss with my colleagues and I will let you know. Now, maybe 1 hour later, he phoned me. And he said, I think that is a good theme to meditate on. He said, but I have a question. All these policemen, ones in dhoti and in kurta. So, oh my God, I have to go to the boutique to find something. So, how many men? He said 10, and 2 ladies. And I contacted my husband, and he said, oh, I have a whole pile. We can use to make their choice. He said, I will dress the men, and Ashoka will dress the ladies. And they did. And they very dhoti and in kurta. Only one person didn't want. And I said, you get the most wonderful experience today. And he said, why? He said, because now you are separate from your own friends. Because you are not dressed up as the others. That means that you are a little bit isolated from your own colleagues. He said, we'll see how that goes. Now, he has really experienced that. He didn't want to be with them on the picture. He didn't want to sit too close with them. He didn't want to come too near. And he said, I really got such an experience. I was outlawed by my own friends. And they had such a wonderful experience. And they sent me a beautiful picture of all the policemen there, and dhoti and kurta and everything. And then they were dressed up. They left our property and they were standing on the street, and one of the policemen stole his cigarettes, and he wanted to take a cigarette. I was standing next to him. Are you have the plan to take Sigurena? He said, yes, I need a little now, and I feel a little bit uncertain. He said, but when you smoke a cigarette now, and you are so nicely dressed in dhoti, when people passing by from the village and see you smoking your dhoti, we get blamed. Then they think, no, I told the Hare Krishnas I'm not smoking, but I saw these guys and they were smoking. They said, that's not so nice actually. He said, don't, we don't smoke. They took the way. But at the end of the day, they were really so addicted. They need a cigarette. And they were hiding behind the fan from Bartholik. Took a cigarette. And he didn't tell me that I'm here now this weekend. Because the other policeman came and said, oh, yeah, they have smoked and injured. He said, they were hiding. He said, that's very beneficial for them. Because at least they felt a little bit ashamed to, and at least accommodate at least the devotees and have respect for the devotees. They didn't want that the devotees came in that difficulty because they were addicted. And this weekend, one relationship, he came with his wife, and he had phoned me already, and he said, Rupa Manjari, I will come again, and I will bring my wife, and I will do, I ask you, doing the same program with her as you did with us. So, okay, you can come for the tour, and I will bring you, and I will guide you, and you can come for a little tea or drink, which is hot. And they did. They came with a camper and they stayed overnight and they had such a wonderful experience. They spoke with different devotees, they did the island tours, and he said, Mother of Pamanjari, can I call you a mother? He said, oh yeah, of course. And he said, this is my second time, the man said. He said, and this is her first time, but she told me that will not be the last time. I will come there again. You know, we never know what to people. They didn't took a book. My husband took a little Buddha in the boutique last year and she said, I put it in the bathroom because it looks so nice. Oh, great! That's very nice, actually. Because every time when you go in the bathroom, you see Buddha. And you know, Buddha is an incarnation of Krishna. Please think a little bit on Krishna also. And she said, yeah, I like this. It's something very nice. And she said, you know what? I found a nice stone, and it is a very special stone, and it has a little like this. And when I put it on that stone, it looks like an altar. And I was really thinking, wow, it's going in the right direction. I don't have to push, I don't have to say anything, and it's going very nice. Now, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that he left the spiritual world. But Krishna is going with us. And my cousin and my two cousins are here. She said already, Krishna is in the heart of everyone. She said, of course. And especially he is in the heart of everyone to encourage us to, again, develop our relationship with the Lord. And especially also our personal relationship with the Lord. And that can be very sweet. And as Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport, in the spiritual world, they live together with the Lord, have so much fun there. We have the whole story in the Krishna book. They are playing, they are dancing in the spiritual world. And when we slowly by slowly start really recognizing that the Lord is in our heart, we also become blissful. My cousin, she said, the people here look so happy. Yeah, I said, that is not by force. They are really happy. Because how can you not be happy to be Krishna consciousness? Done something is a little bit maybe wrong. Or we have to practice a little bit more serious. Because Prabhupada also said in many purports, all problems will go away when we start practicing Krishna consciousness. And that devotee can say, yeah, but still, I have so many problems. Okay, still continue and don't give up. It will go away one day or one month, 1 year. But there's a great problem it takes, it will go away. Srila Prabhupada is really helping us. And Krishna is going with us. It doesn't matter where we go, or we are going in a hospital, or we have to go to the prison house, he is still our best friend. Sometimes Jayamada Matsi is saying, when she introduced me in Spain or in Ireland or in Sweden, she said, this is Rupa Matyai, and saying, he's my best friend. And I am thinking, hello. I thought of Krishna as our best friend. You know. But it is very nice of her. She introduced my idea. It's very nice, and I know how she feel, and we are very nice friends for so many years. And some people are thinking, they tell me, well, how can you live with her for 1 month? But we stick it out. Right? Sometimes a little difficulty, so between us, but we stick it out for so many years. Right? And that means that we are really friends. Okay, I will stop you, but don't forget, Krishna is your real friend. You can have next to Krishna many, many friends, but Krishna is the best one. He goes with us everywhere, every moment he is there. And every moment when we call out his name, we say Krishna, or say Hare, or say Hare Go. Don't forget, in Holland it is drop, licorice. But Hare Go is this also a glorification. Just say Hare Go many times, that's very kind, but don't think on the leverage. Okay, this was my presentation for today. I didn't have so much time to prepare, and I'm a little nervous, you have noticed. And I was thinking, this is for today enough. It is very hot, and I'm also very hot because I was dancing like an idiot. And I said, okay, I keep it short. Okay, thank you very much. And if you have a question or a comment or don't too difficult questions, then I really can answer something. Who's so? Nobody? Aha! That's what you have. Thank you very much!
You are yourself. That's so, so good to see you.
Thank you.